can see clearly.
So with LASIK, the way we do it today, you can have the gift of near and far vision and rejuvenate your eyes and have the vision you had pretty much like you did when you were 25 years old.
LASIK on the battle today.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Well, welcome everybody to the Living in Las Vegas Extravaganza here on the Vegas Video Network. I'm your humble host. Wait a minute. I'm your humble host, Barry White. What's happening, baby? Got kind of a cold today, or last week actually, and I blame it on kissing Wayne. It's not right. This is going to go horribly wrong. Anyways. Scott Whitney, konnichiwa, and I'm joined by, look, she's like a creamsicle.
I think I look I look more like a Laura Ashley tablecloth.
Oh no, I think you're beautiful.
Oh, you sweet.
And I love you.
You're just trying to sweet.
You are my naughty Joey sweet. Sorry. This is Melissa Whitney, everybody. Big hand. Oh, look at her. Oh, you're very pretty in pink today.
This is like tangerine. You mean my lipstick?
Your lipsticks, and you're just very pretty. What are we going to do today? On today's show, hey, we're going to roast some Zoe Bowie dogs. That's good eating. and then, as a matter of fact, speaking of eating, I ate and slept at the Stratosphere. I did it. Huh? And we'll talk about that. And we review a show that's a little bit country and a little bit too goddamn expensive. And more. Plus, we're going to have a video have a drink on me.
What?
That's pretty exciting, right?
I didn't know you had that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very good. But first, let's say hi to our huge live studio audience. All of you. Oh. And of course, the ever rainbow coalition that is the live chat. Oh, good people there. People are already asking what happened to Chaz. We had to make him disappear.
Is Jackie in the chat?
I don't know. If Jackie's in the chat, if anybody's going black, they're going to be in trouble. I don't see her in there right now.
It's a little too early for Jackie.
It is. All right. Let's get... Oh, first of all, over under...
What about the Cracker Jack crew over there?
Oh, the Cracker Jack crew. What is wrong with me? I delay one day and it's screwing me up. He who remains Jacob and Pimpin' Wayne... Man in the line. Pimping ain't easy, baby. Look, pimping ain't easy. What are you going to do? Look at him. It's a good-looking man. Both of them, right. Right. If only I could be Prince.
I know.
I think it might be the DayQuil.
No. It's I'll tell you what it is. It was I didn't get any sleep last night because it was windy. It was about 1,000-mile-an-hour winds. I go out there. We've got like 3 umbrellas in our backyard, and they're all kind of doing this thing, and I see one right by our sliding glass door. I go out and close that down. Didn't really notice that our other umbrella, which is kind of off to the side, was gone. Mary Poppins had come and taken it away and blew it into our neighbors.
Maybe it wasn't gone yet.
What time
did you go out?
I don't remember, but I kind of remember looking around going, God, this weather blows.
Was I sleeping?
I think so.
Because I got up in the middle of the night and went out there because the wind woke me up.
Yeah, well,
you were sleeping then.
But the wind woke me up too. It was windy.
So you went out. I wonder if you went out before me or after me.
I brought down the umbrella.
I brought down the one by the tree. It was still up.
You did? Mm-hmm. No, there you go. And by the way, happy news. 100 degrees a couple days ago. We finally hit three digits. So happy.
No, but it's gonna be only in the 80s again this weekend.
Yeah, don't bring me down. All right, first of all. You know, one of the exciting things about the world, and everybody knows this, there's always a person in the world right now, today, as we speak, who looks just like you. They're everywhere. They're called doppelgangers.
I have one.
Yeah.
She lives in the Bay Area.
Yeah, there you go.
Her name is Julie.
Did you meet her?
I have not met her, but she and I have many, many, many common friends. Mm. You know, I mean, we've been places and people have said, oh.
Oh, did I mention the over-under?
No.
It's going to be 67, bet the over. Okay, so finally, I will tell you, bet the over on this one. Okay, so doppelganger. So you have one, Julie. We all have one. Fascinatingly enough, I met my doppelganger this weekend. And actually had my picture taken with him. Here's my doppelganger.
I think it's pretty accurate.
Fozzie Bear is my doppelganger. Isn't that fun?
Jacob and Wayne, don't you think he looks kind of like Fozzie Bear?
Waka waka waka, kids.
I mean, honestly, look at that mouth and the tongue.
It's perfect.
No?
What am I hearing in the background there?
Maybe.
Really?
Hey, what? This show's going to go 3 hours, so after I'm done with this 12-pack, ask me and I'll probably agree.
The only thing is he has bigger eyes than you do.
Well, that's not hard. I have little slit eyes. All right, let's talk a little bit about some roasty. Oh, we had so much fun. All right, so this has been kind of a big thing here at the in the Las Vegas. This big celebrity roast, the background is...
First one ever in town.
First one ever. Chris Phillips, known as Zoe Bowie here in town, was the first person to be roasted.
Big friend of the network.
Yeah, used to be the host of Talk Tales, and we'll get to that in a second. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. He's a very self-effacing guy. He's the perfect guy to roast. So they did this last Tuesday. So we were invited to go and had a chance to go. It was Wayne and me and Melissa and Cheryl. And it was really just a great time. And arguably, there were three things that just knocked it out of the park. One of them was Clint. Clint did a song, a couple song parodies. Clint Holmes did a couple song parodies that got written up all kinds.
He was amazing. And the wording on that and just the way he did it. I mean,
his delivery was amazing. It was very, very funny. I think we might have a picture of Clint up there. Do we have one of Clint?
Yeah. Oh, man, he was hilarious. Did you know he was going to do that?
Yeah. I didn't know he was going to do two songs. I knew about, does anybody know who Zoe Bowie is? I knew that one was coming.
Really, really good. Clever. You know what it was? It was really, really clever.
Yeah, so that's, there he is. So the way they did is they had, you know, star celebs, quote, on the left side and on the right side. And there's Clint singing and there's Chris sitting in that chair with a star above it.
His little throne, his celebrity roast throne.
Right. And we have a couple pictures. We'll just kind of show those first. And it was really a good time. That's
there's a good picture of the set.
Yeah, Gordy Brown. He was the first person up there. And Gordy and Chris are good friends. And who was there? George Wallace was there. Vinny Favorito was there. He closed. Vinny's got a show here on the Strip. And he's an attacking comic, and he killed it as well. I mean, he did a really great job.
Robin Leach.
Well, that's a good list there. Robin Leach. There's George Wallace. And a bunch of other folks.
Oh, you know.
Loretta Perel.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Who was fun.
Yeah.
And Dennis Bono, who's a local guy here. So it was extremely well received.
Murray. Lots of great people.
Right. And so Clint's thing did very well. And then... we mentioned this last week that Kelly Clinton, who's the host of Talk Tales now, and I...
Well, you showed a little clip of her.
Right, I showed her a picture last week of
her
peeking over in her outfit. So what she did was she dressed up as Chris, and we did a video of that. And to set the stage for this, what we said was basically, she came up there and basically said, hey, you know, I'm the host of Talk Tales, not really sure what happened. Chris used to be the host of Talk Tales, and you know, well, here's you know, an example of his work. And basically, the premise was, we're going to first show you his last episode on the Vegas Video Network, the reason why he got fired, which he didn't, and then three clips of interviews that he had done. In all those interviews, it was actually Kelly pretending to be Chris. We killed it, and as a matter of fact. Chris told me afterwards it was his favorite part of the whole night.
Well, Kelly does great impersonations,
yeah.
Right? And it's kind of funny that she's now the host of Talk Tales.
Yeah.
And, you know, her and Chris, I'm sure, go way back, just both being entertainers here. It just, I thought, was very clever and very well done. And,
thank you. So what we wanted really to great. Do is share this video with you. And I'll give you some more behind
the
scenes
afterwards. Are you going to put
the whole thing on?
The whole thing's on. Oh, cool.
So this is it. This is the video we did. This is Chris Phillips' last day, and then some clips from him on Talk Tales on the Vegas Theater Network. Here we go.
And now a man whose pillowcases are made from Crown Royal velvet bags, Mr. Chris Phillips!
Welcome to Talk Tales on the, where are we, Scott? On the Vegas Vagina Network. I wish. My dream was to. Oh, do I know you? Our guest today on the Vegas Video Network is from, you might know them from. The truth is, Scott, I forgot to get the guest. Cannonball! Fake hair, fake teeth, fake tan. By the way, Maverick Spirits, I'm not gay! I'm so not gay! I love... What the hell is Maverick Spirit? Marley? Are you back? Now, Robin, given your maverick girth, is there anyone you haven't slept with?
Well, I never got to Katharine Hepburn, which I would love to have done. But you know, we even did the Pope.
Yeah, I get that. What would the Pope wear?
Well, do you want him in the ordinary gear or in his party frock?
I know that you're a happily married woman now, Loretta, but are there any sexual proclivities or encounters from the past that you're particularly proud of? Tell me.
I got to open up for Barry Manilow. Can you
believe that? I thought he was gay like me. But what I really want to ask you is if I could just touch those buoyant, beautiful breastuses. Oh, I love boobies. Kelly, being married to a blackish man, when did you first realize that Clint was hung like a horse? Yes.
On my front porch.
Wow.
Mayor Dinkins was there. Leslie Brickus, who wrote
Stritch?
Stop the World. Leslie Brickus was there. Who?
Billy Stritch,
great pianist. It was. And the funny thing is, the New York Times was there, right?
It's time for us to say goodbye, but I don't want to put her on the spot, but I would love to have my leading lady, at least for now, until I blow it. And she's right here. Say hello to Lydia Ansel.
Daddy-o, can you please button your shirt? It's so weird.
Oh, they're so cute at this age.
Yep, that's what I do when I do.
I thought that was amazing.
We had a lot of fun. And now I bleeped out the word pussy. And the reason why I did that, we didn't bleep it out in the show, obviously. We did it for Kelly's, because we played this last night on Kelly's show, and she was really worried about having that on there.
What about Melissa being worried?
It's a kitty thing. That's what he meant. He likes kitty cats. And the joke about Marley, it was his fiance for 10 years, basically, and it's, you know, And then the little girl, the backstory, the little girl is the daughter of a gal, Elisa, what's her last name?
Oh, Perillo?
Yeah. She's a singer, a backup singer for Prince. And
You're kidding.
No, no. And she was really fun, and I felt
sorry. The little girl does really well. Like she's really pretty cute.
There was we did about 3 hours of shooting to do that 4 minutes of stuff, and I kind of felt bad for the little. As a matter of fact, we actually had to have her leave because we had her come in and we shot her first, the little girl. We wanted to get her done and make sure that she didn't, you know, fatigue. We're just sitting around.
Yeah.
And there was some really dark stuff that we shot. And we didn't want her to hear, you know, Kelly throwing out F-bombs and all kinds of sexual innuendos. So we basically told her, hey, you know, it's okay if you want to stay. However, this is about to get really dark. And
was her mom here?
Yeah. We just didn't kidnap her and bring her over. Her mom.
Well, I didn't know she came with, like, Kelly and Clinton.
No. She was with her mom. But it was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
Well, I thought that Kelly did so well in that video, right? And like, she can really, you know, find the right props. You know, I know she does that a lot, but, like, I don't know where she got that jacket, but that looks kind of like something, like, Chris would wear.
Oh, it's perfect.
And how did she do that? Did she have naked, like...
No, that's her real chest. So what? You want some inside scoop on that?
Did she do tape or something?
Yeah. I actually have pictures on my phone of her getting ready.
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, really. I got pictures of her getting ready on my phone. And they're not dirty pictures. You people, come on.
That's illegal if she doesn't know about that, Scott.
Oh, she was right next to me when I took them.
Oh, well then.
I'm assuming she was aware. I was like, I'm going to take pictures of you guys getting ready. She's like, the hell you are? I'm like, come on, it's my studio.
I really thought it was great. I'm sure you guys got lots of kudos on this.
We did. It was, like I said, Chris, here, go to camera, my camera. I don't know if it's going to work or not. We'll see. Hold on. It'll come. So that's them getting ready, right? And her bald cap or whatever it's called. And now, the way they did the chest thing, because Chris is known for wearing a shirt that's always wide open, right? So you can always see his...
The David Hasselhoff look.
Yeah, right. And we were trying to figure out, well, how do we do that? Because, I don't know if you know this, but Kelly is a woman. And so we didn't really want to, you know, expose that. And there's a couple shots, actually, in that video where the shirt comes all the way down to where belly button
is
open up.
It's really open.
So this is the part they asked us to kind of, you know, leave, not watch. And so she taped her breasts to the side, is what she did. Clinton did that for her.
How did she do that?
And I'll pull them off like this.
Yeah, I know, but with
tape.
It just sounds painful.
I think we used duct tape, too.
Oh, my God.
Or it might have been that blue tape. No, it's electricians. I don't know.
Oh, my God. None of it sounds good, though.
But it was pretty funny. We had a good time. She was a good sport. And we were just in hysterics. I mean, some of the stuff was so vile and so funny. That, like I said, I've got just hours of this stuff that's pretty funny. If she ever pisses me off, it's going to go really bad for her. Anyways, so that's the good news about that show.
And I thought Chris was amazing, didn't you? Well, he was such a good sport.
I asked him later. I saw him Monday night at this pinup thing that we'll talk about. And I asked him, you know, what'd you think? He goes, it was the best night of my life, is what he said.
Oh, nice. You know what? I think that's really cool. And I just really thought that he was very, you know, really he was a good sport and really says a lot about his character, you know. You know, he didn't take anything personally. And
well, he is so smart because he's so self-effacing. So he's the first person to say, we actually used one of his lines, fake hair, fake tan, fake teeth. That's his line. I didn't write that. But he uses it all the time. So he's constantly making fun of himself. So basically, he's saying these are the things that you want to make fun of. And everybody basically did. And so nobody laid a hand on him, really. Because he does all those jokes.
Well, everybody loves him, really. You know, you know, how can you not? And I just think that, well, you know what? I appreciate someone that doesn't take themselves too seriously, especially in this town.
Right.
And that can laugh at and make fun of themselves. You know, I don't know. For me, that goes a long way. So for me... You know, Chris Phillips,
so they're hoping to do,
he was a pretty cool guy. You
right.
know, so.
They're hoping to do more of these. They don't really know who the next roastee will be. There's some talk about maybe Frank Frank Marino, which is the drag queen, as opposed to Frankie Moreno, which is the guy over at the Strap. So, you know, I can see why he might be a target, although I think that might be a hard target because it's
obvious.
There'll
be a great, there's a lot of great potentials here in town,
yeah,
you know.
And the goal is to get, you know, larger and larger and larger stars until you're getting, you know, some big name folks running around here. Celine Dion would be a perfect person. Yeah, that'll happen. Anyways, part of being there, we decided that I would, Robin Leach. I got a Robin Leach story coming up for you. Which is going to be interesting. So we actually did a couple of things. First, we ate at a new restaurant at Stratosphere, a place called McCall's Heartland Grill. Now, this is a brand new restaurant, probably 6 months old or so, I guess. And its papers are very, very good. So the cat who runs Top of the World, a guy named Rick Giffen, who's an amazing chef here,
we love Top of the World.
And Top of the World is probably one of my top three restaurants in all of Las Vegas.
He's done some great things there.
Yeah, and he used to be at Trader Vic's, the restaurant over where Planet Hollywood is. Mm-hmm. So Top of the World is one of my favorite restaurants, and not just because it's got an amazing view, because we went there when it had an amazing view, and the food was crap, and it was terrible.
We didn't go back for years.
Yeah, right, literally. It was like, you know, an inside thing for locals. If you go up there, you're an idiot. Now, it's great view, of course, but just great food. Great food. And so this same guy opened up this McCall's Heartland Grill on the casino floor. The intent here was we wanted to have a place for people to go without having to go up to the 107th floor to eat. You know, high rollers,
kind of middle market
rollers.
Too, right?
Yeah, a little bit middle market, not as expensive, but nice. A nice steak restaurant where you can eat and then gamble some more. So we decided to eat there. Wayne and myself and Melissa went there for dinner before we went to the Zoe Bowie gig. And we wanted to talk a little bit about it. So started off, you know, just like everything else, appetizer or salad. And of course, I had my test, Caesar salad. I always ask for anchovies. Most places don't have it. The one nice thing is the guy, the waiter, who was a nice guy, tried to find anchovies. He actually went searching for anchovies.
Which is really nice. Weren't you, though, that they couldn't find it?
I was a little surprised. I thought they would have him at Top of the World. But they couldn't find anchovies, but at least he tried. The truth was, that salad was a pretty good salad. I would give it a solid B+. There is the Caesar salad. And I'm a picky Caesar salad guy.
You are.
So I came out of that salad going, hey.
You might be onto something.
This is going to be pretty good. Now, Wayne, what did you have? Do you remember?
For the appetizer, I had the corn and beef tenderloin chowder.
Right, and we have a picture of that. And did you like that?
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was really good.
You were raving about the soup.
Yeah, can we see a picture of that? There it is. So that's the something and something chowder.
Beef tenderloin and corn chowder.
There you go. Melissa, what did you have?
I did not have an appetizer.
All right. So we're starting the day. We're like, hey, this is going pretty good. Oh, Ricky's getting it done. And then the second thing we had, I decided because I had a bit of a sore throat, wasn't feeling great. I wasn't going to do the ribeye thing, which I normally do. I had their a teriyaki chicken. I think we have a picture of the, do I have a picture of the menu on that or no?
No.
All right. Maybe you can find the menu on the website, Wayne. But so they had a teriyaki chicken, and then Melissa, you had?
I had a steak.
Do you know which one?
Was
it ribeye?
Yeah, I would think
or was it
was
the filet?
Oh, actually it was a filet.
It was filet. And then
we have a picture of
that. We do have a picture of it. And then we also had, and then Wayne, you had the, what, fish and chips?
Yeah.
But it was fish and?
Sweet potato chips,
right. All right, so we'll start with mine. So it was a, like I said, a teriyaki chicken. We have a picture of it. Nice presentation. Look good. And that's the one. That's the one. So I'm like, hey, that's pretty
good. And it was supposed to, what was it that it came with? Jalapeno?
Well, it had. So it had this, it had a,
pineapple?
Yeah, it had a firehouse pineapple at the bottom. And I'm adding it. And first of all, first bite was like, okay. Second bite was, all right. So it was a teriyaki chicken. It wasn't great. It was maybe a little dry. It wasn't terrible.
It was average.
It was average. It wasn't as good as the salad, as an example. I did have a bite of this underlying pineapple. Man.
Well, you don't like spicy food.
No. And, you know, I'm a white guy. Come on, what do you want from me? Started to cry like a little girl. I'm like, did you have a bite? Did I give you?
Yes.
Was it spicy?
I liked it, and I didn't cry like a little boy.
Well, or a girl. So I'm like, okay. So then we went, we looked at Melissa's food. So Melissa ordered a filet, and you ordered
medium.
Well,
and I had asked, well, because I like it, it depends on what medium rare means. So I like it a little red, not bloody, not running around the plate still.
Yes, right. So yes. That was the filet that Melissa ordered, and it looks very nice.
And I said that I don't want it to be super, you know, bloody or red, and he hesitated, and I thought, that's not good.
Right.
So let me get medium, because he said that would be warm pink, and I figured probably
so
not.
So you ordered medium.
So I ordered medium.
And here's what we got. Yeah. Do you hear that sound?
It wasn't,
that's the steak,
you know,
saying,
that doesn't even, that's not even, I don't even think that does a good job of showing just
how red it was.
Because there it looks red and kind of juicy.
Nah, it was really raw. It was like purple raw.
Yeah, it was purple.
You know, it was like, you remember that Monty Python thing where the guy gets his arm cut off and goes, it's only a flesh wound? It reminded me of that. It's like the cow's going, I'm still okay.
It was a dry aged steak, so it wasn't actually super bloody, but had it not been,
yeah,
it would have been not pretty.
So we had
the sauce on there, though. It did go back.
We had it sent back. And the waiter was, you know, recognizably upset about that.
Yeah, he handled it great.
He handled it well.
And they came, it came with a couple neat little things on top, like some kind of fritters, something. I don't know what they were, but they were delicious.
And then Wayne.
And the sauce was good as well.
Okay, so a little undercooked.
Very undercooked.
And Wayne got his fish and healthy chips. Wayne, what did you think?
You know what? Here was the problem. The problem was on the menu, and I actually have the menu. I found the menu for you.
Awesome.
Here on the menu, it's actually, where is it? Here we go. Market Fresh Fish and Chips. The problem is when you call it Market Fresh Fish and Chips, the problem was that you could tell clearly it was frozen and they had over-fried it.
Mm. Yeah, so we have a picture of that, I think. And what I thought, this goes back to my Kentucky Fried Chicken days. You can see the fish is on the
left
side.
On the right side there, yeah, behind the sauce. It's like really.
See how dark it is?
What's on top of that?
Is that
big cucumber slices.
Yeah. So see how dark
that's
that
weird.
Is? That's a real, that's usually a sign that the oil is old. If it's cooked the right way. So it's either overcooked or the oil is old. That's typically what happens. And then the fish itself, what would you think? You said it was frozen ahead of time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was frozen beforehand, and it was overdone because it was very tough.
Was it mushy?
No, it was tough. Very tough.
Chewy.
Very tough.
But
the sweet potato fries were good.
And so you like the sweet potato fries themselves, though, right?
Yep.
Right, okay. So, all right. So then, and then we were, you know, preparing for the big night, the big roast. So they provided us a dessert menu. We didn't have a dessert because we were drinking and, you know, carousing and all that kind of hoo-ha. So for me, salad, B+. Pretty damn good. Pretty happy with that. Would have liked to have the anchovies. For yours, salad, or for yours, you didn't have one. And then you liked your soup goo, whatever that was.
Yes, my soup goo.
The soup goo.
So
at the beginning, we're like, look at this. We've got us a good goddamn dinner. Here we go. Woo-hoo! And then we got our food. And I had, you know, in fuego, pineapple.
I thought it was good.
Made me cry like a little girl. And then the chicken was the...
Pedestrian.
Pedestrian was the word we used. Her cow actually attempted to walk off the plate. We put it back on the plate. And then we cooked it. And then we brought it back. And then the fish was, I don't know, old oil or frozen, and thank God for the sweet potato fries, which I think are hideous as a concept. So overall, we're rating this a what? Right. that's pretty much what we did at dinner. We're like, well, what do you want to call this?
Well, would you go back?
Huh? No, I won't. I won't go back now. I think I'd go back if I just wanted a salad. Because it was a great salad.
Were the prices that much different than Top of the World?
What's Actually, it's good. Bring up the menu again.
Oh, I just cut off it.
Damn it.
Hold on.
Wayne, damn it, Wayne. Go back?
Come on, Wayne.
I would go back, but I wouldn't have the fish again. I would give them a chance on something different. I would actually, here's the menu again. I would actually try
probably
what
harsh.
You did, but I like my meat well, so I don't know that I'd have a problem.
Let me see, go down to the meat part, the entree part, and let's see what the cost is for, yeah, okay, so $31 for the pepper crusted filet. That's actually low for a high-end restaurant.
Mine was pepper crusted.
I think so. Oh, did you
have
know?
Both the croquette things on top?
Mine was the smoked teriyaki grilled chicken, semi-boneless half chicken with fire rings and death to your tongue for a whopping $19.
Which they call grilled pineapple and tempura Maui onion.
There you go. So it's definitely not a high-end restaurant. It's definitely middle of the road. So I probably was judging a little harshly based upon the pricing.
Would you go back there or just say, screw it, I'm going to Hash House to Go-Go?
What I'd probably do...
Isn't that there? Don't they have a Hash House there?
Wait, did they have a ribeye there? Did they have a ribeye?
What do they have there?
They just have Top of the World.
They have a diner
they
there.
They have a 50s diner.
Yeah. Do they have a ribeye in that menu?
They have a ribeye on this menu. Yes, they do.
I'd probably try the ribeye because that's my test for everything, or it might be New York
Because otherwise, the fillets are kind of thick.
Yeah.
Difficult.
I might try the ribs. Actually, they have a few things that I might try.
The ribs.
But I definitely am not going to do the teriyaki chicken. It wasn't very good, in my opinion. So
it's very rare that I'll try chicken at a restaurant, though.
Yeah, I do sometimes when I'm trying to watch this girlish figure of mine.
The only place where I've ever had decent chicken actually has been at Brio.
Oh, no. Yes.
Chicken under
Aria.
The brick.
Oh, the Aria place. I had that chicken. My head almost exploded. It was so good. Remember with Jackie?
Sage.
Yeah, Sage. Jackie's online. So that place, I was like, holy shit. That's the best chicken I've ever had in my life. I cried a little bit. Happy cry.
It's chicken.
Yeah, but it was like Jesus said, here's what chicken should be. And I'm like, I ate it. And all of a sudden, I had this ring on my head and glowing. Oh!
Well, not the other night.
You mean when we were together?
No, I mean at the...
Oh, you mean there. No, that chicken didn't make me go, oh! All right, so...
Don't encourage him.
Okay, so we did that, go to the roast, and then I decided I was going to spend the night...
with Wayne.
With Wayne. Don't judge. Don't judge. All right, sometimes... Look, Wayne.
You needed a boys' night.
Wayne's a little bit of a hooker.
You needed a boys' night out.
Wayne's a bit of a whore. I'll just say it because he had a date night with Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Went and saw Prince.
Yep.
I didn't get that invite, but he'll sleep with me. Isn't he a sweetheart?
Right. I'm just trying to sleep my way to the top here.
Right. How's that going so far?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got some more sleeping to do apparently.
Yeah, really. So, I asked the management of the Strat. If we could get a suite. Actually, I said, can I get a suite with two rooms? And so we were comped these rooms. I want to make that very clear. And we got the VIP. I got the VIP entrance instead of having to stand in the line. I got to go into the little VIP room, and that was kind of fun. And so we went into this suite. I didn't see your room. How was your room, by the way? I didn't see it.
It was good. It was good. It looks, honestly, just like this picture.
Oh, good.
It's on their website.
Okay, good. So we ended up not drinking nearly as much as I thought we were going to drink. I thought I was going to be obliterated. Not so much. So I got to take pictures because I was like, nah, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I guess I'll be an adult and actually take pictures and do my job. So here's the pictures of the suite, which was huge for what I thought the Stratosphere would offer. This is on the 20th floor.
That looks as nice as those sky lofts over there at the MGM.
Sky lofts are for little girls.
Don't you think?
Anybody who goes
look
to a sky
that.
Loft.
I mean, you could have that. Look at that.
I can go to the sky loft. Anybody can get in a sky loft. By the way, we've just lost our audience. So you can see it has the bed and the little dining area, and then over there is a little like living room area. Let's keep going. That's the entrance. That's a very compelling shot there. Another shot. Of the bed and the couch, and that's my view out the window, so I can see kind of down the strip a little bit. That's from the far corner looking into the room. And the reason why I took that picture, you're like, really, Scott? Is that the best you can do for the highlights of the rest? No. A lot of places have a real hard, it's real hard to set easy temperatures, and I'm like, God, this is easy. I can just go 74 on At work. What? So I was on the short bus in school. Don't judge me.
I just want to be able to. I don't usually have this problem.
Sometimes I do. You know, I don't need no fancy curtains. I want the goddamn temperature to go to 73.
It's not our sprinkler system. That's hard to figure out.
Our sprinkler system, by the way, is the hardest thing in all of mankind to figure out. You have to have a PhD, 7, and then 3. And is it zone A or zone 1? Is it 1 in the front yard or is 1 the timing? I don't know.
We should write it down.
Actually, I do know.
Oh.
This is why all of our plants, I think all of our plants should be plastic. If it's good enough for Disney, it's good enough for the Whitney Villa. Moving forward, back to it. Okay, so now, is this a fancified place? No. But it's also, I don't know, $80 for like a suite. I mean, holy crap. How do they do that? So we have more pictures, yes? Yeah. Another picture of it. I mean, you can see it's a pretty good sized room. This I'm not real happy with, but this is everywhere. This is prevalent everywhere. Paying extra for internet access, you know, the whole.
Well, they don't want you in the room.
Resort fees. That shit makes me crazy. I would prefer they wouldn't do that. They don't do that, by the way, anywhere else.
I bet that goes away as more and more operators get into online gaming.
I bet that goes away.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people who have a resort fee include the internet access with it. So I guess you can't speak to it. And then, you know, I'm not a big bathroom guy, but I will tell you this, right, because I have a diaper. That's pretty funny. Finally, the squirrel finds a nut and gets a funny thing in there. But that bathtub, and I have a close-up of the bathtub, was huge. So much so that, like I said, I had this cold that I've been fighting.
I get a little creeped out by hot tubs in hotel rooms.
Why?
Because I know that it sucks in all the water, right?
And hopefully.
And it swirls it around, spits it out. Yeah. So that means it's sucking in everybody's skin flakes and body hair.
Oh, that's good.
I'm just telling you, because a lot of the time when I travel, my rooms will have jacuzzi tubs.
That big? It was huge.
Sometimes bigger.
You know, remember when we were in Europe, a bathtub in Europe is just a little bit skinnier than my ass.
No, I'm just saying, sometimes
so you get in there and you're like.
But when I have to go to Reno, sometimes I have big hot tubs.
Right.
So, but I think that it's sucking all the skin flakes and body hair in. It gets trapped in the motor pump somewhere. And then when I get in, it's going to shoot
that crap out on you?
Into the water, and then that's going to be circulating.
You know, it's weird, because I did see a film after I got done. Just kidding.
I took two baths.
I liked it so much. I never take baths. I'm like, look at this. Yay! It'll make me feel better. So I'm laying in there, bubbles. Woo! Wee! Woo! Wee! I did that in the nighttime.
You sound like the little pigs on the Geico commercial, whatever that is.
Well, that was my goal. And so I took a bath when I went to bed. Woo-wee! And then when I woke up that morning, I'm like, you know what? I'm feeling okay. A little sore throat. Actually, it was a bad sore throat that next morning. Took a bath.
You don't think? You don't think about the body hair and the...
I didn't see any body hair floating around while I'm in there. I'm sure they clean up. Holy crap.
How do they clean the pumps out and stuff?
They have filters. Come on. We're not like on the east side of L.A. hanging out with dead bodies and stuff. Come on.
I'm just saying.
Anyways, so I was pleasantly surprised by that suite. I'm like, it's okay. You know, it's cheap. It's clean. I mean, you know,
when
it's not as fancy
use your
as.
Jacuzzi tub?
It's not as fancy as the people.
I didn't have a jacuzzi tub.
You what?
I didn't have a jacuzzi tub.
Wow.
Those kind of amenities are reserved for, you know, the founder and CEO.
I will be honest that when they gave me the keys, they're like, this is the bigger room and here's the other room. I'm like, well, I'll be taking. I did that. I should have said Rochambeau, but I could have done that. It's Rochambeau.
I was only there for 3.5 hours anyway, so.
Right, because you had to go up and do work and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
You had a presentation or something next
day. Yeah, 9:30.
There, you know, the stress trying to, you know, do better there. And I think, it's a good room. I could see that. I could be hanging out there. It's all right. All right. But you know what they didn't have? Oh. What? They didn't have a mini bar.
What? Well,
Which means, segue, if they don't have a mini bar, then it's time to have a drink on me.
Oh.
You have a drink on me.
One of the great things about the Vegas Video Network is we have international guests.
What are you guys
And look
doing?
At this.
Oh, what's that?
Here, go to camera one.
I've never seen this.
So what we've got here
what's
is,
that?
This is fanciful. Oh, shit. Is this that rum?
What is that?
Oh, I couldn't find that. It's what's the next best thing.
Is that the same company? Oh, it looks so much like it.
Next to the next best
thing. Really? So we had this amazing
Did
rum in England. And
do you want to?
Wow, look at this. You know rum's fancy when it's got a coffin.
Sure, it's so nice.
Fancy. And then
we should try it tomorrow maybe.
Yeah. Let's do that. And then what is there's more?
I never heard of this.
And then Crown Maple. This is Crown's attempt.
It?
This is Crown's attempt to
Have
do
you guys smelled it?
Honey Jack.
Or had it? No, seriously?
Yeah, yeah. This is their Honey Jack.
But
brown instead of purple. By the way, Chris Phillips pillowcases are made of this material right here. It's true. There it is.
Let me smell.
All right, sure.
I love Crown.
They're gonna break. Oh, that could be a problem.
You know, I never drank Crown until I met Chris.
Can I get
Phillips.
A shot glass?
That's true.
Let's go ahead and we'll take a little sippy poo.
That smells just like syrup. That doesn't smell like Honey Jack to me, by the way.
Well.
It doesn't smell anything like Honey Jack.
It smells
like syrup.
God, it smells like Jesus.
Don't you think it smells like syrup?
It smells like love
and
happiness.
You know, just think, you could almost reduce that, put a little pecans.
It does. Oh, remember we talked to the guy
at. Don't you think? Have you done that?
We talked to a guy at Public House who said, remember? Oh, was it? Yeah, it was Public House who said, here's how you make a shot glass for fuck's sake. Not as big as my head. There's a shot glass up there. Give me a shot glass.
This is the Starwood-approved size shot glass.
Oh, for God's sake.
You know
Good
how
Lord.
Carnegie Deli, the name of the sandwich is after
busy.
You? I thought that was the Scott Whitney
He's
shot
not
glass.
Busy. He's not doing anything right now.
He's helping Jacob
okay,
over there.
Okay, all right.
You're so demanding.
I
You were giving me a hard time because I was saying that I didn't like this shirt on camera.
It's not what
I
you
said,
told
Jacob,
me at the Stratosphere.
All right.
Jacob.
You know what happened? You know what's interesting about the whole Stratosphere thing? I had my suite, and they it was connecting rooms, and every about 15 minutes, I kept hearing a knock on the connecting door. Scott, I'd like to come in and cuddle. And I don't want to cuddle, Wayne.
Spoon?
We were high up there.
All right.
It was,
can we spoon?
Lonely.
Can I use the hot tub?
I hear you in the hot tub. Can I come in? There's hairs. No.
I like Mr. Bubble.
I like Mr. Bubble.
Okay, right, don't you think that stuff with some pecans or walnut and then drizzled over some waffles?
Drizzled over. Did you say you're going to drizzle alcohol over waffles?
Like you reduce it.
That's what she
it,
said.
Like reduce it and like put some.
So you're gonna go to like, couldn't you see Melissa at Peppermill? She gets an order of waffles. She's like, can I get some Crown Maple with her?
You know what? And they do it too. Because you know, you could be there at 9 in the morning,
I'll
and some gal in a long dress goes, you want to order from the bar?
I'll bring it. I'll say, can you reduce this down
right, give
to
me
a nice reduction with pecans?
Right, give me the Crown Maple. I'm gonna put it on the pancakes.
Okay?
I'm gonna have waffles and I want you to put it in every other square.
Would that be wrong? Can you just reduce this down?
People look at
you
funny.
You know what? It's a little.
I just had some waffles.
It's a little harder than Honey Jack.
It smells.
A little harder.
It smells just like maple donut.
It smells.
Maple donut.
It smells softer than Honey Jack.
Yeah,
but it,
I agree
but
with
it
that.
Tastes harder than Honey Jack. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I vote we do maple. Let's do an experiment this weekend.
Let's. I'll pour it all over my body and then. What do you mean go to hell? You shouldn't say it to me.
Then get in a Stratosphere hot tub?
Right. And then we'll do maple bubbles. We'll bite the maple bubbles. What? That's crazy. All right. Time to have a drink on me. Wanna? All right. First of all, we have to do last week's thing. Okay, here we go. Time for the babushka hat.
Oh!
We have an international. We have an international audience, just so you know.
Are you going to say who the winners are?
Well, we're going to do the same thing as last time. First of all, yes. First of all, we had, this was a harder one than I thought. I gave really good clues, and some of the responses were wrong, as you might guess. So a lot of people, excuse me, can you show me the graphic again of last week's? So Well, here's last week's thing. There it is. And the hints were basically it's at town center. It's on the first floor. It's at the very, very back by the theater. I think that was my clues. So I got a bunch of guesses for Double Helix, which is right next door to that place, and some guesses for Blue Martini, which is close to that. But we got three correct answers, right? And one is from Ira K.
Oh, okay.
The other was from Christina V. And the third one.
She really wanted to win last week.
The third one, she did. It was from Steve I, who is one of our most dedicated viewers. Hello, Steve, who's on the live chat. First of all, the answer is that bar that you see there is Meatball Spot, which we reviewed in Hot and Horrible last week. Because we don't want to make it that hard for you guys. We would like for people to win.
Which I think is named after our grand dog.
Meatball Spot, right? Because whenever he goes somewhere, he leaves a spot. It's very sweet.
Our grand dog's name is all right. Meatball.
So here we go. The winner of the Meatball Spot, Have a Drink on Me, is...
Right here.
Is...
Christina.
Christina V.
She really wanted to win last week.
She did. Who's Catholic and doesn't drink. So she'll be getting a hat.
Well, and her husband isn't.
It's my guess.
What do you mean? Who cares if they're Catholic? I'm Catholic.
Right. She doesn't drink, though.
But her husband does.
He does drink. And he's lousy at Call of Duty. Okay. So congratulations, Christina, who's my daughter. I probably should know her name. Adopted daughter. Oh, you know what? I could use this for my... That's not right.
As your diaper?
Are you happy to see me, or you just have a Crown Maple on your... You know what? What's that sound?
Maple bar.
That's be... What's your favorite donut?
See, I'm funny.
What's your favorite donut? Maple bar. All right. Where are you going? Hell. Okay. All right. Next, we've got a video, Have a Drink on Me. What? This is exciting. Basically, everybody in the video is in this room right now. What? How exciting. Okay.
Oh, God.
Here is Have a Drink on Me. Guess this location.
So the tub at the Stratosphere is out.
Right. That's not at the tub at the Stratosphere. Okay, time for your three hints. Hint number one. It's a piano bar. It's a piano bar on the east side of the strip. Okay. Every once in a while, a cat with a hunk of burning love might go there. Right. And number three hint would be what, Carol? Thanks, Carol. British people. Oh, I should have. Do I have those pictures of the British people who can't take fucking directions?
Carol experienced her first piano bar there.
Right. And number three, Carol
and
experienced
Jackie.
And Jackie, who was there as well, but you didn't see her in that shot. Okay, so it's a piano bar, east side. And there's a good chance that one of the properties that we're about to talk about might be the same as the property that this is in. Bingo. Maybe. Okay, that's all I'm going to give you. So, piano bar, east side. Bingo. That's the hint you're going to get, okay? Where do you send your guesses to? Have a drink on me at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, have a drink on me at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Either I buy you a drink or you get a super fancy Vegas Video Network visor, embroidered visor. Why? Because we're the best ever. And we guarantee no hairs on them. Okay. Let's take a break. Wanna? Okay. I'm going to have a more maple bar. Whatever. And then we're going to come back with fancy shows. This is the Vegas Video Network. We'll see you in a second.
This is David Ivey from Pub Crawl. It's funny because this is David from. You should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And scene.
And that's why I like Wayne in a bathtub. Oh, sorry. And we're back. Okay. Paro, we have international friends. I'm just telling you. I know people.
You got friends.
I got friends. Low places. One of them sleeping right now on our couch, and the other one is going, the hell did you bring me here for? Anywho.
She's probably thinking, I've had enough of these people.
Would you blame? Are you pretty much tired of the Americans yet?
No. Well, no, I meant you and I.
Or the Americans? No, okay. Hey, so here's what we did. We went and saw A Little Big Country, A Little Bit Rock and Roll. Donnie and Marie. Oh, I love Donnie and Marie. You know, they're part of my childhood, really.
You know, I really did love Donnie.
Donnie, you wanted to, you
Not
were going to marry him.
I was going to marry him.
You were going to marry Donnie.
My cousin Leslie and I used to fight over Donnie, who was going to marry him.
Oh, okay. And how did it work out?
It was a toss-up between him and...
Sean Cassidy.
Leif Garrett. Yeah,
all those guys are heroin addicts, by the way.
No, there was another really, really, really popular person back then.
Bobby Sherman.
No, I don't even know.
Good
who
guess.
That is.
Oh, he did a great song. Oh God, he was
who
so
was
good.
Who was the other one? Carol, I told you who the
and
other.
And they all had the Bieber haircut. Actually, that was one of the jokes in the Donnie Show. He had the original Justin Bieber haircut.
Partridge.
David Cassidy.
No.
I woke up in love this morning.
No.
Yeah, he's a good Ducci.
No, I'm trying. You know what? It'll come to me.
Not Scott Baio. Oh, he's not pretty.
I like Scott Baio, but.
I mean, he's good.
It'll come to me.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, he's good.
No.
He'll hurt a hamburger.
It was a kid.
That's not right. Okay, so we were forced to go see Donnie and Marie because some friends of ours wanted to see him. But they're better friends now, for no reason other than that, no. So we went and saw them. So let's talk a little bit about...
Did we talk to them about if they liked it or not?
Hey, did you guys like it? No rush. It's not live TV or anything.
It's the nostalgia factor.
That's right. So it's the same thing I'm about to say.
Okay.
All right, so we get, first of all, we get there and we sit in the very, 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 very back booth of this entire... thing, right? And meanwhile, the pompous fucking bastards over here are like, "Hey, are you even? Can I get you some binoculars?"
Because they were in the front row.
Yeah, they were in the front row.
Well, that's because Carol wanted to touch Donnie.
Did you touch him? You did touch him.
No.
Oh,
no,
I thought
but,
you did.
No. But you know,
Marie touched.
You touched his hand.
Marie touched.
Well, that counts.
Stuart, which we have evidence of in a minute. All right, so first of all, we're in the very, very back row. We go in the back booth. I like booths, by the way. I'm a booth guy. So we get in the back booth, and we had thought there was more to the back of it. Actually, I think what we saw was the balcony that went farther behind us, but nonetheless. So we get there. There are two people there in the booth, older folks. They're probably in their 60s or 70s or the whatever age you get pissed off at everything.
They were equally.
But man, they didn't want anything to do with the room, the seats they were in. They're like, you know, we're not going to be able to see shit. We got a cameraman in front of us, and this is horrible. And we bought it on tickets.com, and they screwed us. I have to say
that so did I. I bought them on tickets.com, and I understand those something screwy happened.
Yeah, it didn't. We got exactly what we were after. So,
yeah, but just tell you,
I saw it.
Just trust me.
Okay. Anywho, so the show starts. Now, Jaggy was with us, along with Melissa and myself. Stuart and Carol were in the VIP section on the front. So the show starts, and I don't know, I think we were probably 30 seconds into the show, and all three of us looked at each other and went, holy shit, this is the cheesiest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Jackie literally said, I don't think I'm gonna make it. I don't think I'm gonna be able to do the whole show. I'm like, wait a minute, we just got in. I know it's a booth, I'm sure somebody will come in and bring us drinks. Let's relax a little bit. We'll be okay. So we're like, okay, chill. It had the same kind of thing. It was a little slower than the original songs. It had this huge kind of cheesy thing. I'm like, wow, you know, this is surprising, especially because, and Donnie bragged about this, this was voted the best show in Las Vegas by the Review Journal. Wait a minute, they also think the Outback is the best steak restaurant. Stand corrected.
Yeah,
I get
but
it.
You know, you posted a thing on Facebook, and you had a lot of people, even on your Facebook thing, saying, God, that was such a great show.
Right, and they were all mildly stupid
people. They are not,
people.
No.
Who were they?
Stevie.
Not to be trusted.
Oh.
None of them to be trusted. Okay, so, Ira, come on.
Right, no, a lot of people like, I'm just saying.
Here's why.
Do you think we just happen to get in the cheesy show?
Like, no, I think the show is exactly the same every single time. And so we're like, wow, this is pretty rough. We'll see how this goes. And then it slowly got quainter and quainter.
And it grew on you.
It did.
Was it the old pictures?
Yes. And then what they did is they whipped out a pound of nostalgia, baby.
And I didn't mind it. I really liked it.
No.
I really liked that part.
It was great. So, you know, the truth
Hannah's
is.
A really little, like, five-year-old Donnie, you know, when he was five. Like, that was about when I was, like,
with
thinking.
Andy Williams. Is very, you know, Andy Williams, my favorite Christmas song in the world.
Because I was five when I was going to marry him.
Well, of course you were, because that's how you do it in Tennessee, wherever you're from. I'm sorry, that's not right. Or West Virginia. Yeehaw, Buckwild. Yeah. Let's get married. Can I really sound like that guy? Let's get married. Come on. Let's go mudding. Woohoo! Buckwild. All right. Oh, holy shit. I got to stop watching TV. All right. So anyway, so it gets quainter and quainter. And they show all these videos of, you know, little Donnie, little Marie, you know, paper roses. All right. It's a pretty good song. Paper roses.
Sure, it's favorite song.
And then, now Marie decides to go out. And kind of mingle. And by the way, they're out walking on tables and stuff. It's very much like a stripper place, except for they didn't take off any clothes, which is a disappointment. Yeah, there they are. By the way, I almost got shot for taking that picture. I'm like, I'm taking one picture, and this like this guy comes up and goes, there will be no pictures here. Hey, there'll be no pictures. Fair enough. Mean-spirited guy. Donnie would let me take a picture. He's a very nice guy. Come on. So, but staging, yeah, actually bring up the shot again at the stage. It's a good stage. It's very nice. It's very lovely. Good band. Good stuff. Okay. So Marie comes out, and before she comes out, she puts upon, I don't know, 2 pounds of lipstick on, and then she walks around and kisses everybody who's got a receding hairline. And so there's a couple women who got a couple, which I thought was not really very nice. And then, God bless his little heart, Stuart gets a big,
and I can
see
that she's beeline for Stuart. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to kiss Stuart.
And it's on the big screen. It's on the big screen.
It's on the Megatron.
So those of us in the cheap seats are going, Stuart!
Did you hear us? You were probably so freaked out. Like, all you saw were those big lips.
You were scared.
All you saw were these big lips because, you know,
they were like, bam, blue. Actually, our Facebook page for this has a picture of that.
The best part is she must have really cranked it on there because there must have been a chunk of the lipstick.
I think she's got a herpes.
She thought it was cold.
We think it's a herpes.
There was like a big blob of lipstick or some material.
So we're here to report first that Marie Osmond has a herpes.
No.
I'm just reporting the news, man. I can't help it. It's not my fault. Should have caught me. You should have gave me better. Should have given her better seats. Anyways, so it kept going and it kept going. And the truth was, in the beginning, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to like this show. There's just no way. I'm going to just like piss all over this. At the end, I'm like, and they called it. What's wrong with me? I've lost my balls. I got no ball.
Maybe
at the end,
in that
I'm like,
sack over there.
All right. Where's my sack?
Oh, here.
Where's my sack of balls? Give me my balls back, Donnie! You stole my balls! Funny banter, some good jokes about Dancing with the Stars, how he won and she didn't. But overall, at the end of it, I'm like, okay.
Did you enjoyed it at the end?
Until I remembered how much we paid for these tickets. And then it all changed again. The pricing, it starts at, which is probably where we were at, because we were in the back.
No.
North 40.
No.
No?
No, that's what I'm telling you. Those were not our tickets.
All right. Pricing starts at $104 a ticket, plus fees, plus tax. $104. To give you an idea of that, right now, if you're a local, which I know Stuart loves this, I can get two tickets to any Cirque du Soleil show for $99 a pair. So $104, how much were our tickets?
Like $120.
God,
the mid price, I'm telling you. That's why I'm telling you those were not our tickets.
We're in the back row behind a cameraman. And you paid $125.
This
it was $250 to see Diane Marie. Paper roses, my ass.
Why do you think I was so adamant that these were not
You get some paper roses as long as they get some paper money.
What they did is they made roses out of my goddamn paper. All right.
Folded it up, little crochet.
Well, you know what they need it for?
Is to get origami.
They need to help her herpes on her lip. You got to pay for that. Okay, so here's what I think about that show. It was a good show. It was a good show. Very nostalgic. It is way overpriced.
I think, would you say 45 and over to really appreciate
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you got to be 45 and over. and if you have male pattern baldness, you're going to get a herpes kiss. There.
You shouldn't keep saying that.
What is she going to do? Sue me? Maybe. Sue me, Marie. I don't care. Yeah, so I would say lower the price. We tried to get discount pricing. We couldn't find it. Oh, did we? We were afraid. Were we afraid? Who are you?
What are you,
aren't you talking
about?
To me?
I thought you were
looking for discount tickets, no? Okay. I would say.
I hadn't even seen you days while that conversation
was. What was your name? Okay. It was a good show. I don't think it's a $125 show. Do you?
Would you recommend it?
Not for $125, I won't. I won't. How much were your tickets?
No, that's rude to ask.
I'm sorry. Don't answer.
I was going to say, you bought it as a gift for Carol.
Even Prince doesn't ask for $125.
$250. $250 a piece? Yeah. Holy crap. $500.
That's what you got to pay to get, you
to
know.
To get a herpy kiss.
To get slobber on your
it's
forehead.
It's $500 for a herpy kiss and to touch Donnie. So if you got $500 and the man wants a kiss with a big globby red thing.
Did he have as nice a butt as he had when he was younger?
Yeah, Carol, how was his ass? Very good. Very good. Carol likes, she's very proper. Oh, it was a lovely ass. His arse
was pristine. Did you kind of want to touch
pristine.
It? A little, like, if you know him when you were a
kid. Did you touch it?
No, I couldn't reach.
He likes a finger. On the other hand, Stuart thought he actually did touch his ass.
Well, you know,
and it was epic.
Donnie was sitting on someone's.
He was right next to you.
Lap, right by you guys, right?
Yeah. Oh, so your lap.
Stuart.
I think we should. I got to put a camera in the really raunchy studio audience right now, because Stuart's like, yeah, that's a pretty good Donnie ass right there. I'll have a little bit of that going out that way. All right, so it's a good show. It's too expensive.
I agree. It is.
I think they should lower the price. But the truth of the matter is, the place was packed. It was completely filled. I don't know what their comping deal is. I've never seen them on any of the comp websites. I don't think they have any problems selling that place out.
I think they do the half price tickets sometimes.
I think they do. And that's you know, I'm going to actually bring this up. The pricing on all these tickets is a little goofy because they're probably on half price tickets.
But then you have to go there the day of, and what if they didn't have tickets?
And we're clever enough to play full price, because we're supporting the arts. Oh, sheesh. All right. Then, it's the pictures up. There's.
Oh, look at that.
There's Stuart and his herpy. A better shot.
You can really see it, though.
You can, really. At the lower lip,
See
on the left side, he's got the little herpy there.
Dark glob above his left.
Right.
Left eyeball.
Hey, look at that. Now Melissa has herpes. Isn't that nice? So that's the fun you can have if you want to kiss Marie. Okay. Then I went to a show. What are we doing on time right now, by the way?
Hour and four. We're just about to hit the over.
Excellent.
Those tickets are just about to be cashed.
All right, I'll do this one real fast. Monday I went to see Pinup. So Pinup is the show over at the Stratosphere. Stratosphere is interesting in that they're the only place right now that I'm aware of that is actually paying for entertainers. What I mean by that is most of the entertainment you see here, with some exceptions, probably including Donnie and Marie, are four-walling their shows, which means that they are paying, they're renting the room out. And then it's their responsibility to do all the advertising. And advertising and marketing here is about $10 to $30 million or $30,000 a week to do that properly. It's very expensive. The Stratosphere has changed this quite a bit. So they started with Frankie Moreno, which is the entertainer guy who we've said good things about. As a matter of fact, I believe you guys are going there tonight, or yeah. And he is, his show is very, very good. We've recommended it many times. I've seen it several times. And I think it's what, $39.99 or whatever the price is. Is that right?
You'll forget all about Donnie.
50 for out of town.
Oh, is it? Really? 50. 50 for out of town, which sounds about right.
VIP seat.
Well, naturally, VIP seats. Jesus Christ. Tomorrow we're going to McDonald's. My treat. So it's is it 50, really? Oh, that's interesting. Because I was going to have an issue with that. I thought it was $39.99 and then half price for local. Oh, interesting. Okay. So, Pinup, the story of Pinup is this. It features this gal named Claire Sinclair.
They have a press kit?
Yep.
Really?
I went to the media night on Monday. There's Claire. We had her on Talk Tales a couple weeks ago.
She was the Playmate of the Year, right?
She was Playmate of the Year in 2011. And, you know, a bodacious gal. And actually, nice,
she
friendly.
She looks like Girl Next Door.
Very, you know, curvy, all that kind of stuff. And the intent of the show is a pinup. So the vibe of it is
they go through
what
do you got over there?
Another thing and then some information. So pinup, it's glamour with a swing and beat live at the Stratosphere Theater featuring starlet Claire Sinclair, Playboy's 2011 Playmate of the Year. Pinup is a high energy original stage show that brings to life classic pinup calendar girls in a throwback salute to the 40s, 50s, and 60s in a modern twist. All right. So it's every Thursday through Monday at 10:30. It's a late show. This is a Playboy gal, right? So one might immediately think, it's kind of risque, kind of hot.
There's a good picture of her.
Here's another good picture of her, as opposed to that crappy one I just showed you. That one, and then that one. All right, doesn't matter. So it's interesting. I read a review by somebody in the review journal who complained that she didn't take off enough clothes. That the expectation was because she was a playmate that she would, you know, do more of a, you know, a strippy kind of thing.
Well, she's not a hooker.
Well, if you're a stripper, you're not a hooker. Well, maybe you
are. She's not a stripper either.
But like, it wasn't even topless, is what his argument was. He felt his expectation was, because she had the Playboy thing, it would at least be topless. It wasn't. Here's what it was. It was, the concept again was this calendar thing. So they went through January, February, March, April, May. And every one of those shows had a little vignette to it.
Well, I think that it keeps it a little more open to a broader audience if you don't go nude.
Completely agree. What was
it? You know, yeah. It is.
But it's a 10:30 at night show.
So it doesn't matter.
Well,
you know?
It does. You're not going to have any kids going to a 10:30 at night show.
But
A, B.
There's some people that like women wouldn't want to go see.
But
that.
Let me finish my thought.
I don't
agree with that. I don't agree that it needs to be that way. But I understand why people would think that. Playboy, 10:30 at night, I get that. I understand the confusion. I didn't think that was a big problem, but I understand the confusion. So it was actually kind of cool. I sat next to the gal who was in Million Dollar Quartet.
Oh.
She was very nice.
She's an excellent, excellent singer.
And the Elvis guy was like a table away from
her.
Me. She was very, very nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and she auditioned for that show, as a matter of fact. I learned many inside scoopy things by talking to her. Okay. So here's what happened. Oh, and Holly Madison was there.
Oh, cool.
I've never seen somebody look so bored in my life.
Uh-uh.
She looked like she wanted to put a bullet in her head.
Why, I wonder?
I don't know.
Maybe she was tired, you know, she just had a baby.
You know what it is? I think you get to go to all these things for free. And, you know, she's front row, best seats in the house. And she looked like she was like, ugh.
Well, and maybe she just wanted to be at home with her baby.
Well, then stay home.
She just had a baby.
Well, then stay home.
Well, maybe she felt
then
like
stay
she
home.
Maybe she felt like she needed
it. I thought it was kind of lame. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what happened. So January through December, each one had its own little scene. Here's what's going on. First of all, let's talk about...
Is Claire in all the scenes?
No. And that's interesting that you asked that. So...
I thought she would be sort of like the one that connects.
You would
all.
Think she'd be a thread through every
yes.
scene, right? Not really. And this is what's interesting, is that she probably appeared, don't hold me to this, four times in the whole show. And it's a few times she would come out and she would talk, and she didn't look nervous. She seemed to handle it pretty well. You know, she had one joke where she gave somebody a shot glass and said, well, now you can tell somebody that you got a shot at me or something like that, or you got a shot for me or something like that. But mainly, it was the other people. And the other people were these four or five dancers, four women, one guy, who were very, very good. Very good. The band was amazing.
Well, the band isn't. The band...
David Perico. Yeah, so it's David Perico's band, or part of their band. Like, the drummer is not part of David Perico's Pop Evolution, but I've seen him before. The band is amazing. The band carries this show along with the singer. And the singer is a gal named Ann Martinez. Ann is a gal, the blonde gal of BBR, blonde, brunette, redhead. And she just got the job. She just got the gig about 2 weeks ago or so.
What happened to the original person?
They got rid of her.
Oh, my gosh.
This show has changed quite a bit. It actually it launched in March. And then this was their media preview.
Right.
So they've made a lot of changes with it. And this is when they said, okay, we're ready to go. So if you watched the show, if you didn't know anything, you just went and watched the show. You didn't know about Claire Sinclair or anything like that. You just watched it. You're like, you know, okay. So like the January stuff, I didn't really understand the January. They sang Tangerine Honey. You know, Frankie Moreno was supposed to be involved with this show. He's kind of separated himself from it now. I'm not really clear what it is.
Maybe he's too busy. You know, he's got his own show. Yeah. And I know he was going, you know, went to Africa and went to L.A., I think, recently.
So the January thing didn't really resonate. The February thing, it was red, but I didn't really get it. March, you know, April, rain. May started to get interesting. I think we had a picture of a girl on a pole dancer gal. That's pretty good. Oh, actually, we have the rain one, too, don't we? The rain, the girls with the rain. Yeah, so that's Claire Sinclair, and that's her, you know, in the beginning. And there's some of the dancers. They're all very, very good. There's David Perico, and by the way, an amazing trombone player, too. A lot of cool solos.
What theater is this in?
This is in the Frankie Moreno's theater.
Oh, the same theater.
Yeah, so this is a take on the Mile High Club that got a little heat in the press. I thought it was fine. There's the rain in April kind of thing or whatever it was. There's my fire pole gal. And by the way, this next shot, I can do that. Oh yeah, no problem. This was a neat thing here. This was in, where was this? I forget what month this was. But that little pillow right there actually moves. It walks around on the bed. She takes it, puts it up on that the headstone, whatever, the head thing, whatever you call it, and it walks around there as well. So it's a magical thing. It was a magic thing. It was pretty cool. And this shot, this is the drummer, Brian. His last name is C something or other. I can't pronounce it. He's a very, very, very good drummer. And what he does is he's basically playing drums on the stage. So he plays a little. It's called a call and response in music. So he plays something, and then she tap danced, and then he would play something, and she tap danced. And it was very, very good. I've seen him do this in other shows as well, but it was a clever idea. This is another good idea. This is October. So she's stirring the cauldron, and then next shot, this guy comes out of the cauldron. Like, how the hell did that happen? So they had some pretty cool little magical things going on here as well. Staging was good. Lighting was good. Music was good. Those couple scenes I thought were outstanding. The real thing for me was Anne, the singer, was in almost every single scene. And she carried it, no problem. The gal's got pipes, you know, forever.
Very talented.
The band, pipes forever. The dancers, forever. The question was, what's Claire doing there? You know, when she came on, she was nice and charming and all, but she wasn't required.
She's not in it enough?
No, she wasn't really required to do it. She didn't really act as a thread for the show. They would be maybe, I think she came out every quarter. They would do 3 months, she'd come out. They would do 3 months, she would come out, do a little chitty-chitty chat-chat, and then bail away. At the end, she was on a bit more, But I thought it could have been, I thought it should have been
more
Claire if you're going to make her the, you know, the big deal. The truth is, it was a good show without her being in it. The talent was very good. I think they're charging too much for the show. It's $50 again, so it's probably the same. So if I were going to compare Frankie's show to this show, I would see Frankie's show 10 times for the same price as what this is. And it looks like they're pricing the same way. So, I mean, it's not even close. So I think they should back the pricing off a little bit. They should get Claire more involved if they're going to make this her headline thing. And then some of the months, I think they probably could have done more to be more thematic with the month. Okay?
Be great for Anne to get a little more.
Anne's, she's out there killing.
You know
right
what I mean?
Now.
A little more headline with it too. You know.
I will say one thing that I thought was kind of crappy. So there was a lot of people there, and Robin Leach was there, and he left early because he didn't get a good seat.
How do you know that?
He tweeted it.
Oh, he did.
He tweeted, "Got a bad seat. I'm not going to even write about this. Spend $40 for three drinks or whatever." He tweeted that. What kind of idiot does that? So I'm like, all right. Good for you. I was happy to be in the room. Like, thanks for the invite. I'm in. I'm taking notes. I appreciate it.
Well,
sometimes these guys don't get it. You're being comped. Be pleasant, for fuck's sake. All right. All right. Where are we on time?
Whatever.
I know that. Where are we?
Hour 17.
Awesome. All right. We're gonna come roll back, and then we're gonna talk about Gordon Ramsay's Steakhouse. Vegas Fever Network. Bye.
3, 2, 1. Well, I need to come up with something funny to say. 3, 2, 1. Wah. But the co-host. Really, I have to say watching. Well,
that's how you do it. You
really?
Watch. There
okay.
You go.
I got it. We are
the Odds Couple.
Hi, my name is Scott Pritchard.
And I am Anthony Padilla.
You're watching the Vegas Video Network.
You are.
You are. We are, too.
Hello, we're back. All right, we're gonna do this one real quick. This is a hot and horrible. This is the part where Melissa crushes somebody and their dreams. All right, today's hot and horrible is Gordon Ramsay's steak. Gordon Ramsay's steak is over at the Paris, Las Vegas. It got a huge amount of press. Oh, Gordon was coming around talking to people. Of course, Gordon's from Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares and all, he's very famous. And he's supposed to be very good too. So we went there, and we had the early morning old people seating.
We're with the Bluebird early bird.
Yeah,
special.
We had a 4:30 seating, which apparently is the very first seating.
It was packed.
It was. It was a big long line, about 20 people before we got there.
Seriously, it was packed at 4:30.
It was nuts.
There was a lot. People were lined up.
Right. So we're like, we were kind of excited. This is it, Gordon Ramsay. Here we go. So we go in there, and you know, the first thing they say is, we want to bring your attention to this neon sculpture.
No, they did the tunnel first. This is supposed to reflect the tube going from Paris to...
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the tube.
The tunnel, sorry.
Going from what, from Paris to London or from England to Paris or whatever it is? Italy? Fuck, I don't know. Americans. Nobody knows anything. Then they showed this neon sculpture. Let's take a look. Anybody who's watching the show who doesn't know this, I will buy you a... I'll give you this crown maple if you can tell me what that neon sculpture is. Anybody who hasn't already heard the story, Wayne? Melissa, what's that neon sculpture right there?
That is supposed to depict Gordon Ramsay's hand movement.
Right. When what? Masturbating? What the hell is that? I mean, that's crazy.
I think
Gordon's epileptic. Would you like a steak with
that? I think it's trying too hard.
It's trying too hard. All right, so we get in there, and you know, it's a nice looking place. It's very good. Waiters are good.
I like the Union Jack on the ceiling. Did you like the decor? I liked it a lot.
The decor was lovely.
I liked the decor a lot. Did you guys like that?
The car was fun.
Yeah, I liked the decor a lot.
They do.
What did you think about the music?
I don't even remember it.
Loved the music.
What was the music?
I thought the music was fantastic. You
what
guys
was
didn't
it?
Pay any attention? Oh my God.
What was it?
Just all like very traditional. What when
like
we were there,
stuff?
All traditional like London bands.
Like what?
But they weren't playing it too loud. All kinds of things.
Like Queen?
Yeah, I think there was Queen. Huh. I think there was like all kinds of sort of, you know, 70s and I think 80s. I can't think if there was any like 90s, but maybe there was.
All right.
But all UK based bands, not too loud. It was really great for dining.
Now they do the same thing that Public House does, which I like, which is they use the iPad based drinks menu. I'm a big fan of that. So all their wine was there and their specialty cocktails.
Oh my this God, their shot. Cocktail. I had the best cocktail.
They had very
there.
Good cocktails. I had a standby, I have my receipt.
The cocktail was fabulous. Didn't
I had a
you guys
Red
think?
Lion, which was quite good. We also had the Hell's something antioxidant drink.
We had three of those, apparently. That was so good.
Somebody had a Drifter.
The Drifter was super alcoholic, and it had one of the round ice cubes in it.
Oh, yeah, it had a ball in it, a ball of ice.
Those are very famous
now. That was
fun. I mean, those are very popular, right. Sort of trendy.
And then we got into it. Okay, time to start eating. So we ordered. What did I order
Jackie
first?
Jackie ordered a really nice bottle of wine too that
she
we
did.
Had with dinner.
It what was that wine?
Pinot,
Where
I
is
think.
That wine?
Right? I think it was a Pinot, and it was fabulous.
Yes, it was a Pinot. It was a Bella Gloss.
I really liked it, anyways. I thought it was really great for dinner.
And not terribly expensive. $55 a bottle.
It was very good.
Okay, so started off with what? Caesar salad.
I didn't have anything.
I did.
Because I knew I was going to be full.
Okay, guess which one was better. The McCall's Grill House Caesar Salad or the Gordon Ramsay Caesar Salad?
McCall's.
That's right. The McCall's Caesar Salad was
However,
better than the Gordon Ramsay Caesar Salad.
Stuart had pork belly, and I had a little sample of that. That was, he said he really liked it.
Caesar Salad right there.
I had a taste of the pork belly, and it was
There was one thing very good about that salad, though. Those little eggs on the corner side? Scotch eggs. Thank you. Those were very yummy.
Those are quail eggs.
They're quail eggs made of scotch. And I had those and they were quite yummy. But the salad itself was pedestrian, which will be our word for the day.
Sarah had the pork belly, which he loved.
Yeah, okay, so they were good.
And I can't remember what Jackie had.
Jackie, are you still there? What'd you have, Jackie? No, it was not tableside Caesar. Look, it's almost impossible to get a tableside Caesar here that's worth a damn. Or anywhere.
Did she have foie gras? What did she have?
She had foie gras, but I thought that was part of her main food. I thought. She did order it, but I don't know if that was separate, or I thought that was part of her entree. She's no longer with us. All right. So then we had ribeye. $58 a piece was the ribeye. I had one. Somebody else had one.
I had one.
You had one. Okay. What'd you think?
I thought it was delicious.
Yeah, I thought it was pedestrian.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, mine was very good.
So
were the same ribeyes?
Yeah, so you know what? We both, Jackie and I, what did Jackie have? Because Jackie looked at her food, and we did the same thing.
It wasn't the best ribeye I ever had.
We looked at it and went, you know what? It's good, but in a place that's got more steakhouses than light bulbs, you've got to be great.
Well, you know, they had American Kobe that you could choose from.
Yeah, oh, they did have a great presentation for the meat. I want to show you this. So this, you know, implies that they are really serious about their meat. Which I agree with.
In the top part, they have the American Kobe, and then they had other really good, what did they say, like Midwest, like whatever fed beef or whatever.
Right. All kinds of neat stuff.
But so am I, right?
There you go. I'm not sure if I said that, you'd have slapped me.
What?
So the ribeye, you had beef Wellington.
Oh, crud, I did have
that's
the beef
right.
Wellington. That's,
Jackie and
that's
I had,
where you made the mistake.
Jackie and I had the ribeye. Hers was charred.
He's known for his beef Wellington.
Right, so we're like, I've had this. I've had better of this. I'll go back to top of the world. Their ribeye, I can still remember it. This ribeye, I'm like,
oh, my God. I did have the beef Wellington, and I thought it was fabulous. Now, this was the first time I ever had the beef Wellington,
And Stuart had the beef Wellington, right?
And this is a very, very traditional British dish, right? So you've probably had it many times, being British.
What'd you think?
It was
just
good.
Just good?
It wasn't outstanding.
It was not outstanding.
Okay, right. But it was, for me, I thought it was delicious. I thought it was delicious. And we had those mushrooms.
Now, yeah, sides. We had potato puree. All right, have we ever had better potato puree?
Yes.
Yes, where?
Well, Stuart.
Stuart, what's that place called? That fancy place, Joel Robuchon. Right.
But so that's what they're known for, too.
Right. We had Brussels sprouts, which nobody should be eating those.
I enjoyed them.
And then they had sauteed mushrooms, which were outstanding. Those were really good. And then Jackie didn't like her steak and ham. She's like, can I get some Worcestershire sauce? And they charged her $6 for that. Yes, here, our steak's not quite good enough. Would you like you to pay $6 more to cover the fact that it's not quite good enough? That makes me crazy. All right.
I really did like the beef Wellington.
So,
I thought it was great.
Overall, let's talk about what this little shindig cost us. Let's do that. So there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us. Full cost, including tip, $750.
How many bottles of wine do we have?
2. That means that's one and a half bottles per person or something like that. I forget what the number is. So
not
close.
one and a half per person.
I mean a half. A half a bottle per person. Whatever it is. It's a half a bottle per person. It's not a lot. We didn't drink a lot of wine.
We didn't drink a lot. We just had a cocktail.
We had a cocktail and 2 bottles of wine for 5 people. So it was $750 that's $125 per person. $150 per person for that dinner. Was it worth $150 per person? Melissa?
I enjoyed it, so I would say
Hell no, it wasn't worth $150 per person. You gotta be out of your fucking mind. How much? Right.
Oh man, seriously.
So look, you know, Gordon needs to Hell's Kitchen
really
his own place.
I'm just telling you. Well, maybe it was the company.
Oh, the company was great.
I'm just saying I enjoyed the atmosphere a lot.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was taking it in. I was taking it in. Like, I heard the music. You guys didn't hear the music.
Was it $150 worth of music? No.
I loved my cocktail. I loved my dinner. I thought was really good.
Was it worth $150
like
per person?
The wine.
Was it worth $300 for us to go to that restaurant?
Did that include the tip?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Because that also.
Okay, well, you're buying next time. Because I sure as hell ain't paying $300 for that thing. I thought it could be better. Nothing stood out. Nothing stood out. Except for the first cocktail.
I can't help it. You picked the wrong dish.
The cocktail was good. But it wasn't $300.
If you go someplace and you really want, like, the best thing on the menu, you should get their specialty.
He said it was good. The beef Wellington was good.
But he's British, so he probably has, like,
he's
the
British.
Best. He's
British. Have you ever eaten British food? They have shit food.
But not in beef Wellington. They, like, if you're going to have beef Wellington, you live in the
in
English,
beef?
You probably
Beefton.
Get to have...
You spilled any wine on you today?
No. Oh, that's funny. We got to go now. I'm actually being harassed by that. I spilled wine on my... I'll talk about it. It was funny. So I made a move. I believe it was a ninja move. And somebody's wine, let's say it was mine, spilled on me.
Not just a little. It was
it was like a blam. It was huge. It was awesome. And I had this, you know, blue shirt. I think that shirt that you have,
you had
the picture
of me.
You
had a wine color shirt on.
No, I did not.
You did.
Nope. Show me the shirt. It was a wine one. The one with the kiss.
Stuart had the blue one.
With the kiss on it. With him, me kissing, grabbing his mouth. That one.
Stuart had the blue, and we said, what was a good thing?
There it is. Yeah. Okay, so I was wearing that shirt.
Yeah, wine
So what
color.
I did was, kids, I'm going to tell you what to do if you actually spill wine on your shirt. Oh, yeah. Oh, this shot, by the way, is hysterical. I was like, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want everybody to look in an opposite direction and be very serious. One of these things is not like the other. Carol... She was giggling the whole time. I couldn't get, hey, Carol, be serious. Oh, I don't want to be serious. I think we have another photo that was the same kind of, you know, just everybody, yeah, this. This is, I said, all right, everybody kind of do a kissy in the middle. Everybody, but Carol, come on, Carol, do it. She can't, the hell is she doing in our country? Why is she doing this to us?
Look at that look on your face,
what have we done?
Carol, that's,
what have we done to her? All right.
That's,
so anyways,
that
I pour
is,
this, I pour
that
this,
is a little strange.
I pour this wine on me. I'm like, this is uncomfortable. So I go into the bathroom, I look at it and go, well, it's mostly focused here. So I took water and I just made a big square. A big wet square.
But it's Vegas, so it dried.
And I came out and it looked like
a pattern.
I bet you if that Micah Goddard guy had done that shirt, it would have been $500. I did it with water.
And then within
a half hour, it was dry.
Yeah.
It's the best town ever. Okay.
So you didn't like it. I enjoyed it. So I really did. Would you guys go back?
Not with a choice in Vegas.
Not with a choice in Vegas. That's right.
We went to the pub yesterday. Better.
Oh, the Gordon Ramsay pub at Caesars, right?
Yeah.
And it was better. Mm-hmm. There you have it. Okay. So Gordon needs to do a Hell's Kitchen on his own thing and fix what I told him to fix. Because I'm sure he's listening and watching right now. And that's it for the big show. I think we made the ender. Well played. And we'll see you guys next Tuesday back to our regularly scheduled time. Melissa won't be here, so it'll be an all-nude show with Wayne and me.
I'm glad I'm just finding out about this.
Again.
VBN 2 on VBN 1. We'll see you guys next week. Take care. Yep. Yeah, I would like to see the credits. It would be good. Yeah. There they are. Hello, guys. Ticket.